Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Kirk and Callahan with Kirk Minahan and Jerry Callahan on Sports Radio WEEI.
This special episode of Enough About Me is brought to you, as always, by the exclusive sponsor, Enough About Me, Milton's. My great friends at Milton's, South Shore Plaza in Braintree and Chestnut Hill Square. Chestnut Hill, we always go, where Jerry Callahan and I were just a few days ago.
I'm not sure they have any Tommy Bahama stuff left after you and I,
tore through the place.
But here's what you can do there now. You can get good winter stuff. You get flannels,
true,
jeans,
true,
UGG boots.
Yep. Yep,
no, lots of good casual winter stuff.
The only thing about Milton's is when you go in there, and we don't go to the one in Braintree that much. I'm sure it's great, fantastic. We like the one at Chestnut Hill Square. Personally, the two of us, you can go there, you can park, you can walk in. Both of us are similar in the fact that we're a little claustrophobic.
Yes, I need
plenty of room, and the people there are great. They leave you alone if you want to be left alone, but if you need somebody to walk you through it, like Ken Laird, they walk you through it.
Yes, and you can park. I guarantee you'll get a spot. You don't have to fight for a spot. You don't have to fight the crowds. I love Milton's.
They're a loyal sponsor to Dennis and Callahan and now to Kirk and Callahan. And the podcast, we can't thank them enough. We love them, and we are telling you this. Go to Milton's if you need clothes, if you need suits, winter clothes, fall clothes, whatever you need. Milton's is the store for men. I'm back. I took a few hours off. Decided to come back in here. I'm feeling a little fresh. I've taken an hour and a half off today, Thursday, on the show. You and Trenny took over after that. We teased throughout the morning and the night before a conversation we were going to have at 8 o'clock this morning. Right before that, the CEO of our company stepped in and said, I don't know if we're comfortable having that conversation. And now we sit here some almost 12 hours later, and I have in my right hand a list of things we can't talk about from the general counsel of Entercom. So we're going to try and do our best to navigate through that stuff and have a conversation about a situation that has plagued us and has plagued the company here for several weeks.
And I, as I explained to you 12 hours ago, we might be able to do it in a podcast because the rules are different, and we are recording this, so we'll try not to violate any rules. I'm not sure we can do that. I'm not sure you can do that.
You're gonna sure I can.
There are eight rules. You're going to follow all the rules?
I'll tell you what, though. Just say it right now.
Oh, good. We get to swear.
Go ahead.
Knock
yourself out. Well done.
Oh, I feel
well
good now. This is like my second or third appearance on Enough About Me.
It is, yeah.
And I have a feeling it's going to be the most listened to.
I think so.
Well, edition your other of sucked, Enough so, yeah. About Me.
Yes, I think so. Well, we have things to say. I'm not even really sure where to start.
Are you going
to
cry? Because you cry on this podcast a lot. Uh-oh. Usually not this early.
Just don't get it right now.
Give it time. Give it time. I'll ask about your family, and you'll turn into a puddle.
Wow, it happened to my pa. So a few weeks, well, is that a few weeks ago, Jerry?
A couple
right?
of weeks ago, yes.
A couple weeks ago, an email was sent to you by our vice president, correct, in the company, and said, hey, keep an eye on this. There could be something brewing here. And generally, when that happens, that means something is brewing.
Yes, it's not a good thing to say trouble on the horizon.
And let me say also, when we see that, I would say 9 times out of 10, there's a legitimate or what can be spun as a legitimate reason for it.
Yes, and your initial reaction is, you know, I'm in trouble. I've been through this once or twice, and I know you have too. And it included a clip from a show, a lengthy clip from a show on which you and me and Gary Tangway discussed a story. I believe it was April or May.
April 2015. So 2.5 years.
2.5-year-old clip. And when you see that, you click on it, you say, uh-oh, I'm going to say something really stupid. Because let's be honest, we say stupid stuff.
We say stupid all
the
time.
We say sophomoric stuff. We say juvenile things. I think people who listen to our show, people who advertise on our show, understand that.
Yes, I think we more than occasionally offend people, but I would say the one thing you can say about us is we are an equal opportunity offender.
Yes.
Including, by the way, we offend each other. We make fun of each other. There is nobody generally who is spared.
Even people who hate us, and I heard there's one or two out there,
I
admit that we are equal opportunity critics bashers. In this case, though, we were talking about a story from a couple of years ago.
Yeah, Ken McLeod wrote it.
We got it from Channel 4 in Boston, BZTV, Ken McLeod.
Penguin
story.
Yeah.
And by the way, we criticized him, too, because of the way he handled it. But it was about a four-year-old child who was born a girl and had the name Mia. They changed his name to Jacob. Mm-hmm. And the parents and therapists and medical people concluded that the child was transgender and mm-hmm. were going to help him transition.
Before, stop this for 1 second. I have to admit, because you sent me the clip that day. I listened to it driving home from somewhere. I had absolutely no recollection of it. And until I heard it, then I had some faith. Like, if you had said to me, list the dumb stuff we'd said over the years, I wouldn't have thought of this.
Well, I had some recollection because I thought the story was crazy. And I haven't seen anything like this. In fact, we've talked to some people in the last couple of weeks, and they haven't seen anything like this. People in the know. I thought it was crazy. I used the word crazy. I used the word insane. You and me and Tangway all agreed, I believe, and you can listen to the segment.
Yeah, we'll play it either here or we'll play it tomorrow.
We all agreed it was crazy. And the reporter called it courageous. I had a problem with the reporter's characterization. I characterized it in my way as crazy.
And I would say, and I know we've talked about it, I would say, and I've always said this about this, as we've discussed this topic a lot, is that my take on it is simply this, is I understand it's a brutal situation. I understand. I feel bad for the kids who are suffering and feel like they need to change. I have sympathy for the parents and for their friends and for family around them. I get that. For me, you need to go through puberty, just my opinion. You see your body changes. If you go to a lot of therapy and you decide, you know what, I want to live my life as a woman instead of a man or a man instead of a woman, I got your back 1,000%, 10,000%. If you think that's the right thing at that point, after therapy and studying it and talking to doctors and talking to your family and counsel, great. When you're 4 years old, 5 years old, I have a five-year-old. My five-year-old wants to be lots of different things. I understand.
All five-year-olds want to be something. They want to be a superhero or a dog, or they want to
So anyway, so we reacted to this story, and this turned out to be the trigger for this effort against us. I mean, look, obviously there's a line, and we have jumped over that line and back and forth many times. I have many times over these 5 years. I think part of our job is to maybe not offend people, but challenge things is what we do best, I think.
Yes, we ask questions.
Question things. If there are people who are offended and legitimately offended by it and hurt, I actually feel bad for those people. I do. I don't want people who are going through tough times to feel bad about something, feel like they're being attacked on something.
I agree.
We just question. That's what we do. And if that hurts somebody or offends somebody, yeah, I would say I genuinely feel bad about that. But I'd like to talk, have a chance to have a discussion with that person as well.
Right. I feel bad for the parents of this four-year-old child. That must be tough. Any parent who has to go through that, my heart bleeds for you. I wasn't attacking them. We were discussing and debating the issue.
I mean, as parents, we have sympathy for people who have kids who struggle at times. As much as I disagree with their decision, I do have sympathy for these parents and this kid. You may or may not. I don't know.
I had a conversation.
No, I'm saying the parents
these,
of this.
These parents, I have sympathy. I think they're doing the wrong thing.
Agreed.
I can't imagine how difficult it is.
Agreed, but I have sympathy
for them. I think they're doing, I don't say the wrong thing, they're doing it prematurely. They're doing it at a very young age. I think you have to wait.
Which, by the way, the leaders
of
this...
I know that's crazy.
Because the leaders of this effort against us right now agree with us on that.
Of course.
Which we'll get to again. We're jumping ahead, but go ahead.
And there
Am
was
I jumping
a,
ahead?
I don't know. There was an effort, a campaign began with this. This upset somebody who is, I don't know how else to say it, has a transgender family member.
Yes.
Child. Transgender child. Mm-hmm.
A member of this effort,
That child did not transition at four. That child transitioned in
later
in
life, I don't know
his teens.
Specifically, yeah.
I had a conversation with the person.
As did I, yep.
Leading this effort, and we talked about the struggles of raising kids and all you go through, and I absolutely sympathize with him. And he told me, that person told me, that the decision to do this with a four-year-old is very controversial. I said, do you think it's crazy? And he said, he thinks it's controversial. I said, we disagree. I think it's a reasonable disagreement. I don't think there's anything over the line about that at all.
The leader of this campaign in that meeting, which we'll get to in a second with Phil Zachary and Joey and me and you and the leader of this effort, said he wouldn't do it at that age.
Good point.
He said he wouldn't do it at that age. So anyway, that was the sort of the main crux of this person who's leading this effort's thing. And so what this campaign pretty much was they decided to contact every single advertiser of the Kirk and Callahan show. A long email, which I have in my left hand right now, which he goes through specific stuff and talks about
I will give you the quote.
Yeah, good.
Mr. Callahan savagely attacks the sanity of the parents and suggests taking the child away from the parents of a transgendered child. While the parents may have made some controversial decisions, they did not deserve this abuse. First of all, they went to the media. I didn't tell the world about this child.
Absolutely not.
Channel 4 did. Mm-hmm. This child was on TV. This child at 4 is quoted saying he doesn't like all his stupid girly stuff. I mean, we didn't bring this story into the news.
No.
Mom and Dad did.
Which is an issue we had with this campaign leader at the meeting where he said, I don't know why you're bringing this up. And we said, well, it's in the news. This is what we do. We react to news. Go ahead.
I don't think we savagely attacked. I think I said they should take the kid away, which is what we say all the time. Mm-hmm. You think the authority should take my son away because I let him play football.
Yes.
And I think they should take Harry away because you won't let him climb trees.
Right.
Anyone who listens to the show says, knows we say that all the time.
Yes,
take the kid away.
We call Mutt a terrible parent. We call Gary a terrible parent.
Every time Mutt goes to the track, we say, take his kids away.
And as we'll learn, this is this campaign is led by somebody who does not listen to our show.
Does not listen to our show. And it's we talked about transgender issues. We mentioned Chelsea Manning. He didn't know who that was.
Right.
We mentioned Caitlyn. I'll jump ahead to the Caitlyn Jenner discussion because every single talk show, every radio show in America has discussed Caitlyn Jenner.
Well, I'll just read the next thing. A few weeks ago in the wake, same email, the Las Vegas shooting tragedy, Mr. Callahan, this ties into Caitlyn Jerry, tweeted about a first responder hero. As long as there are no more transgendered Kardashians, ESPN should give him their courage award.
Okay, the person leading this campaign had no idea what I was talking about.
None.
Everybody who follows me, everyone who listens to us, knew. And in fact, that tweet was linked was that was a subtweet of another tweet about this hero in Las Vegas.
Yes, the officer.
Young,
yeah.
No, not the officer. Oh, the young black
guy.
Kid.
Right. Yeah, yes.
He's he got shot in the neck.
I know you're talking.
He saved 30 people.
Lives. Yeah.
So I think that guy should win the ESPN Courage Award. Now, 2 years ago, I thought Peter Freides or Noah Galloway or Lauryn Hill, those were the runner-ups, should have won the ESPN Courage Award, not Caitlyn Jenner.
Right.
I know that's controversial, but I think most people agree with me that Peter Freides, who's raised over $100 million, probably $200 million now, was more deserving of the Courage Award than Caitlyn Jenner.
I don't think anybody disagrees with that. By the way,
unless I know there are no other transitioning Caitlyn Jenner, Jenners or Kardashians, and maybe this kid will win the award, he should. But explain to me how that could possibly be controversial.
I don't think it is. But
if you keep it in context, that is not the least bit controversial, whether you're listening to the show or not. I mean, obviously, the person leading this campaign has no idea what he's talking about and wants to mislead people because that is as standard as it gets.
So here's what happens.
Nominating a kid for a Courage Award because he saved 30 people.
Just to take you behind the curtain here, what happens is the leader of this campaign has some history of being involved in this kind of stuff, this campaign. So he would contact the advertisers. Most said, you know what, we like these guys, we believe these guys. Some, mostly national ones, said, you know, I think we're going to put the freeze on until we figure this out. What this campaign would do, with this effort would do, is contact, and they're very good at it, they would contact board members of these companies. They would bypass the advertisers. They'd go to the board members.
Some of whom aren't in Boston, don't listen to the show.
No, not some.
I would say most.
Virtually all.
Most who didn't listen to the clip of us discussing
the
4-year-old.
So they see this email that lacks whatever you want to call it.
I would say if you put it in context, it would make a lot more sense.
Sure. And without the opportunity for us to respond and give our side. So you know what? They say after a while, if they get 25 or 30 calls, they just say, screw it. Fine. We're good. We're moving on.
They don't want to bother. It's a hot button issue. And they just give up.
Campaign, with at its core, a 2.5-year-old story. That I think is really the meat of it, is a 2.5-year-old story. So after a week or so, Phil Zachary, who's our vice president, and Joe Zarbano, our program director, said, let's bring in the leader of said movement for a conversation. Now, I would say most talk show hosts would probably have an issue with that. We bring him in, and we have about an hour and a half conversation.
Hour and a half, yeah.
And within that conversation, which I would say at times was productive, voices were raised at times, and after a while, the leader of said movement wanted Jerry and I to sign a document that stated we would never talk about transgendered people again.
Which is when the name Chelsea Manning came up, because she's been in the news, or, and he didn't know who that was.
Anything. Pick a
topic. Caitlyn Jenner, who's always in the news. I mean, it's hard to say. It's impossible to say.
I mean, Jerry, if somebody, we had a really good segment 3 months ago, I'm going to say, with a father of a transgendered
track star,
transgendered girl,
Connecticut,
a boy who was transitioning to a girl, and won the competition, won a race,
kicking ass on the track.
And we had some issues, some questions about it. We did what we do. I think Trenny was with us that day. Maybe we disagreed at some level about it. We had an honest dialogue about it. We took calls about it, and the father called, and I thought was fantastic.
Yeah,
it was absolutely great. Laid it out, and after we were done, I said, "A, I have a lot of sympathy. I have a lot of respect for you. I have a lot of respect, by the way, for your son. That takes a lot of guts." And he said he understood where we were coming from. I thought it was a good, honest dialogue that we talked about that day, by the way, with the leader of this campaign. We talked about certain things. I'll just lay it out. The leader of this campaign didn't know who Gary Tanguay was, didn't know Mike Menansky was, didn't know what Headlines was, didn't know that we have a casting coach, didn't know that we have...
didn't know Alex Reamer was.
Right. Trenny, Gary, Trenny, didn't know... Didn't really know who I was, honestly, in some ways. Didn't really know what the show was. And every time we said, well, do you listen to the show? He said no. And I said, do you think maybe it would help if you listen to the show? He said no. So you're sitting here, he's getting angry, and the leader of this campaign says, we spew this, we spew that, we do this, we do that, while acknowledging he never listens to the show.
Right.
So he used to listen to the show, and now he doesn't listen to the show.
And he said in passing, you know, it's great what you do for the Jimmy Fund.
Right.
And I said, well, somebody said, you know, you're trying to... hurt that effort.
Well, that's right, Jerry. There are certain people who have at least put the pause on advertising, who give us big checks every year for the Jimmy Fund. So one thing this campaign has done has right now hurt the Jimmy Fund.
Oh,
it has taken money away next year potentially from the Jimmy Fund. And I'm not talking $5,000 either. I'm talking about potentially 6-7 figures.
And all we asked for was balance. We offered him a chance to come on the show like we always do.
Historic.
Call in, to sit in, to talk, to do an hour, to do 2 hours. As always, we are inclusive and diverse.
Well, the one thing,
and said, come on in and let's talk about it.
Well, the one thing I kept saying, I've said 25 times, 50 times over the past 2 weeks, you can say what you want about us. We say dumb things. We say things that we even regret later on.
Sophomoric
things. We say things later on. We say, I shouldn't have said that. No doubt about it. But name me another show in the market. Let's just say there was a smart, funny, sarcastic, transgendered person in the media. Give me another show that would have that person on once or twice a week for 4 hours.
We would want them. Not because they're transgender, because they'd be good on the radio.
Right. Exactly.
It would be a different perspective. We'd probably have some good debates.
Yes, I do think the fact they were transgender would be interesting.
Yeah.
Something we'd like to talk about. And you're right. So we met with this guy for an hour and a half. We'll get into that a little bit more. After that meeting, which nothing was accomplished when we walked out, correct?
Nothing at all.
Temperatures were heated between other members of the company and the leader of this campaign. I spoke to the leader of said campaign that day for a half hour, maybe 40 minutes. I thought I had a pretty good discussion. At the end of the conversation, I said to the campaign leader this. I said, why don't we do this? Let's put a pause on these endless phone calls and attempts to block our advertisers. Give us a week. And we'll figure out, you know, some sort of dialogue or something we can do, whether it's a PSA, whether we talk to you, whether we talk to members of the community, whether we have a roundtable, something. If you really feel this passionately about it, we're happy to help. He said, Kirk, no problem. I look forward to talking to you again. Literally within that same day, we were getting emails from salespeople saying this guy's continued his campaign. Phil Zachary, the vice president of our company, has had the same experience. Jerry Callahan has had the same experience, and Jerry also had the same thing that I did, which after going back and forth and having the same conversation over and over, you eventually say to the leader of the campaign, what is it that you want? Why are you doing this? And he said to me, and I think he said to you, I don't know.
No, he said to me, he needs time to think. Mm-hmm. He will call me back. That was the answer. I said, let me think about it and call you back. I said, what do you want to accomplish? What do you want from me? And he said, I will call you back. Hung up. Had my phone in my hand the rest of the day. Never called back. That's what we're dealing with.
You know, and that's sort of the back and forth that we've had. And what this campaign does is they will call these people, and great people like Milton's and Buffalo Wild Wings and Cumberland Farms and, you know, Shea Concrete and all these people say, you know, we like these guys. We're loyal to these guys. So what the campaign will do is continue to call them and say, hey, just so you know, these people are talking, this other place is talking about leaving. They're talking about suspending their campaign. Why would you not want to do that? Why are you doing that? And they badger and call and call and call, and it doesn't stop. And I will say this, you know, it's affected us. It's affected the lives of the salespeople. It affects everybody in this building, really. I mean, and it affects the Jimmy Fund. It affects a lot of things. And, you know, at some point we kind of felt like we had to respond because we had to respond. I mean, yeah. After a while, you have to say, not fight back, but just have an honest, open conversation. We asked the people on the campaign to come on the show, the leader of the campaign to come on the show. He declined. We asked the leader of the campaign if the people in his life who were transgender would like to come on the show. He declined that opportunity as well.
And I say this to, and it's an open, I say this to our management team. I say this to our legal team. I say it to you. All we want to do is tell the truth.
That's it.
There's not, we don't lie. I think people who listen to us know that we don't lie. We're open. We're honest. We're telling you the way it is. This is not the whole truth. If you read these emails, if you listen to this campaign, you know it's not the whole truth. If you know the show, you know it's not the whole truth. Like I said, there are times when we are sophomoric and silly and stupid and childish. And
times where we're just wrong. I mean, I've said things are just wrong.
And this is one of those times. There's other times when we cross the line. We know it. And you've been suspended, and so was I.
Right. I agree with that. But I'd say this. Do I feel differently, for example, about the transgender community than I did 7 or 8 years ago? Yeah. Absolutely. Don't you?
Sure.
I mean,
yes.
Times
have changed.
There's an evolution.
And I told the leader of the campaign,
and I have sympathy for these parents that, frankly, I wouldn't have understood 5, 6, 7, 4, 5 years ago. I understand that now. These parents in the story, I have great sympathy for them. It's not easy. It's hard enough raising kids, you know, just worrying if they're going to have a cold that day or worrying about, you know, where they're going to make karate practice on time. And you have a kid who is suffering, and I have great sympathy for that. I have great sympathy for the person leading this campaign for what they've had to go through, and great sympathy for the person and their family who has struggled, it seems now, and I'm happy to say, seems very happy and confident in living a good life. I'm very happy for that individual as well. You know, I don't lack in that way, but I don't like when things are not fair. I feel like this campaign has been largely, almost entirely unfair, and we have decided to respond to it.
It's all we asked was to tell our side of the story. We're telling the truth. We're telling our side of the story. Maybe if he listened to the show, if he knew the show, if he knew us, it would have been different.
Well, I'd like to mention the Tangway example, too, real quick.
That's a good one.
So we did a show one day, and we'll get the sound of this tomorrow if we get to talk about it. And if you listen to the show every day, you know we have Tangway on once a week. And when he comes in, we just make fun of him. And Tangway does, you know, he used to do these plays. He was a song and dance guy.
He's a singer. He likes the sound of his own voice.
He likes Barbara Streisand songs. Yes. So he sang a Barbara Streisand song for us one day. By the way, it wasn't us. One of our many parody accounts tweeted out a picture of Barbara Streisand's body with Tangway's face on it, correct?
Correct.
Which happens
all the
time.
And it was a very well done.
Very well done. We laughed. Tangway laughed. Everyone laughed. They tweeted it out. And the leader of this campaign found that very offensive to transgender people. We explained to him the situation, and he said, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't understand it.
Which is too bad. If he understood it, he might find it funny, humorous. Maybe. I'm not sure anybody else took offense to it. And I guess it's you can't have 100% you know, acclaim or 100% appreciation for something like that. But I thought it was pretty close. People thought that was very funny. It was well done. As you point out, we make fun of Tangway all the time. He loves Streisand. There's nothing crossed the line there. Anything else?
I know it's tough.
It's hard. All we ask is to hear our side of the story. We give everybody you know, their chance, their opportunity.
Sure.
We give everyone, whether you want to call in, whether you want to be
absolutely
a guest, whether you want to sit with us, have a phone conversation. In situations like this, we listen. We give everyone else a chance. We ask people who support the show to just listen to our side.
That's it. And we learn things from people, and we evolve in certain ways, and we have discussions and arguments and disagreements, and we laugh about it afterwards with these people, and we have a good time. That's our show. And, you know, it's been very successful, and the listeners are a big reason why, and the advertisers are a big reason why, and a lot of them have been extraordinarily loyal. And, you know, we know we're not the easiest show to deal with sometimes. We're not stupid. We understand that. Sometimes there can be legitimate brushback, and we do the best we can to avoid that stuff. But most of the advertisers have been fantastic. We appreciate that a lot. You know, people like Milton's, the sponsor of this podcast, but just trying to get us in trouble, trying to get the station in trouble. And we decided to, again, not fight back, but just have a conversation. After a while, you say we have to get our side of the story out. We decided to do that here. You know, we weren't able to do it this morning. We're able to do it here. I hope this podcast gets out to everybody. I have no idea if it will or not, Jerry. We'll do the best.
It's the most popular podcast in planet Earth.
That's
true.
Or
one of the top, you know, five.
Two podcasts in one day, hopefully.
I know. You can be okay.
Yeah, I'll be all right.
But you can. We'll talk about this hopefully on the air.
And we will invite anybody. You could say anything you want about us. We have never said we don't want this person on or that person on who disagrees with us. Quite the opposite. We want people on only who disagree with us.
Bring it on.
Yes, anytime. So I guess that's it. Unless do you want anything else?
No, I want to say thanks for listening and thanks for considering both sides.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.